Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It could be the long-awaited day when the consensus truly forms and unites around the reality of Donald J. Trump announcing another campaign for the presidency. The Wall Street Journal is reporting as breaking news that President Trump is preparing to announce a comeback White House bid. He'll announce by the end of November. The New York Times has a separate article where they say the Trump campaign is planning to announce a presidential race on November 14th. Am I sure this is going to happen? Not at all. I still believe that President Trump is going to hesitate, delay, and probably not run. I will tell you why I believe that, and we will cover that early on this show today. But there is so much else going on. There is this news, which is disconcerting. South Korea said it scrambled warplanes in response to 180 North Korean military flights near the country's shared border today. And Pyongyang, that's North Korea, of course, again demanded that the United States and South Korea halt, quote, provocative air exercises like the scrambling of the warplanes by South Korea. The North Korean maneuvers follow the firing of more than 80 rounds of artillery overnight and the launch of multiple missiles into the sea on Thursday. That included a possible failed intercontinental ballistic missile that was supposed to fly over Japan, but didn't quite make it. It didn't fall down on Japanese territory. It fell down into the ocean just outside on the east side of Japan. Meanwhile, there is President Biden, who last night basically said at an event that we're going to free Iran. Now let that sink in for a moment. I mean, a nice idea, but what is he talking about? Is he talking about an American or a joint American-Israeli now that Bibi Netanyahu is coming back to power in Israel? Is he talking about some kind of military campaign against Iran? Well, at the White House, a spokesman, quote, clarified today and said that President Biden was merely expressing solidarity with protesters when he said, we're going to free Iran. The comment sparked an indignant response from the government in Tehran and went beyond the president's previous statements, which had been carefully worded so as not to suggest direct U.S. involvement in the protest movement. And then, speaking of protest movements and dangers and immediate dangers, there is a report that you got to take very seriously, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation is warning synagogues in New Jersey of a broad security threat after getting what it called credible information about an increased level of risk. Quote, we ask at this time that you take all security precautions to protect your community and facilities. The FBI's Newark office wrote on Twitter yesterday. Nationwide last year, there were 525 known incidents, more than one a day, of vandalism and assault at Jewish institutions, including synagogues, community centers, and schools, an increase of 61% from 2020. Okay, this is appalling. Now, CNN has reported that an individual has been identified and interviewed in connection with a broad threat to synagogues in New Jersey that, according to law enforcement sources, and the FBI in Newark now says today that the source of the threat, quote, no longer poses a danger to the community, but they're still urging caution. Now, this is not distant news for me. I mean, I'm planning. I mean, it's not a surprise. I go to synagogue every week. I walk there. Our synagogue has some of the precautions already in place that places have been invited to institute. But when you're talking about a rate of more than one incident of vandalism or assault aimed at people who are visibly Jewish and visibly involved in Jewish life, both of our daughters actually teach at Jewish educational institutions, and we have passel of grandchildren who attend such institutions. And when you hear these threats, and then you hear the lame apology of Kyrie Irving, this is an unbelievable story. And the reason I find it so unbelievable is because I only just recently had a chance to actually look at some of this movie that he is promoting, which not only claims that the Holocaust never happens, not only claims the Jews are imposters, but says that Jews are entirely responsible for the slave trade, for the suppression of black people across the country. His apology, which we will cover, is hardly worth taking seriously. And I don't think anyone like the NBA or like the Nets, the basketball team for which he plays, are willing to accept that apology as definitive. Speaking of definitive, not quite an announcement in in Iowa, where he was campaigning. And it's strange that President Trump is in Iowa, right? That's a kind of unexpected place to go, because really the governor of Iowa, Kim Reynolds, and the senator from Iowa, Charles Grassley, who has been the U.S. senator since the Jurassic era, and he's 89 years old. He's going for his eighth term. And in any event, here was President Trump speaking with Senator Grassley in attendance. He was speaking in Iowa, and he had this to say. Listen.
And did much better the second time than I did the first, getting millions more votes in 2020 than I got in 2016, and likewise getting more votes than any sitting president in the history of our country by far. And now, in order to make our country successful and safe and glorious, I will very, very, very probably do it again, okay? Very, very, very probably. Very, very good. Ah, that's nice. Well, get ready. That's all I'm telling you. Very soon. Get ready.
Okay, the reason with all of that enthusiasm and both the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal reporting that they're going to announce candidacy before the end of November, there's counter evidence. The counter evidence is this. A tirade of a lawsuit that Donald J. Trump filed yesterday against one of his chief antagonists, the New York Attorney General, was hotly opposed by several of his longstanding legal advisors who attempted an intervention hours before it was submitted to a court. Those opposed to that lawsuit, launched by President Trump, this is not against him, this is by him, told the Florida lawyers who drafted it that it was frivolous and would fail, according to people with knowledge of the matter. The loudest objection came from the general counsel of Mr. Trump's real estate business, who warned that the Floridians might be committing legal malpractice. Nevertheless, the suit was filed. It accuses Attorney General Letitia James of New York of trespassing on Mr. Trump's right to privacy in Florida, where he lives, and seeks to halt her own civil case in New York against the former president and his company. On Wednesday evening, Mr. Trump used his social network, Truth Social, to announce his suit and to criticize Ms. James. Okay, if you're running for president, do you really want to be involved in an ongoing lawsuit against the New York Attorney General, who's already going after you for business practices from 20 years ago? Is that a good strategy for winning the presidency? We'll get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
I'll keep you in suspense.
On The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at MichaelMedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Greatest show on God's green earth.
Get ready. That's all I'm telling you. Very soon.
The Michael Medved Show.
Get ready.
And And President Trump clearly giving the greatest and strongest hint so far that he is planning a new campaign for president. What also leads me to believe that it might not be such a sure thing is not just the lawsuit, the new lawsuit he is filing. He needs new lawsuits, more lawsuits, as they say in Yiddish, like a Lochenkopf, which means like a hole in the head. I mean, really? he's already got about eight serious pending lawsuits, include one involving charges against him of rape, which I don't believe will hold up. But the point about this is, this is not a way to go forward and win the election. It is not a way for him to go forward and win the nomination, for that matter. The one thing that I think would count against him most as a candidate, and I understand, I can read the polls like everybody else, so can you. And right now, about half of Republicans say that they would like to see President Trump run again. They will support him another time. But that's half of Republicans and almost no one else. And that's particularly because he is insisting that same excerpt from the speech in Sioux City, Iowa, that same speech that he was delivering, he had talked about how much he had won by in 2020 and how he got more votes than anybody ever had and how no incumbent president have ever gotten so many votes. And again, what this all reflects, and some of the things that he's saying are true, is the idea that there were record turnouts in 2020, and I suspect there would be record turnouts in 2024 as well, whether or not Trump runs. But the point is not that he got more votes than he did in 2016. He lost the popular vote in 2016. He lost the popular vote in 2020, and he lost it by a bigger margin. And he did. And part of the reason for that is because in 2016, there were more votes, and mostly Hillary Clinton votes, potential Hillary Clinton votes, that went to third and fourth parties, to the Libertarian Party and to the Green Party and more. The point about Trump's campaign is, if he continues to basically address the American people the way he has been addressing the American people at all of these rallies, which I've been following, maybe you too, but all of those rallies, the thing that he talks about most is not the future and not what he plans to do for the country, other than he's going to make America great and glorious and prosperous and safe and successful again and make America great again. Other than that, when he talks about specifics, it's always about the election of 2020, how he won the election. And are there some Republicans who believe that? There are. What percentage of Republicans believe it? Well, here's something, and it's honest to goodness crucial for people to think about. Crucial for people to think about. Let's say that you take, of all of the polls, the most optimistic, the most pro-Trump results you can possibly find, and that would be that about two-thirds of Republicans agree with him that the election was stolen. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that two-thirds agree with him that he actually won the election, but it implies that. But let's say you have two-thirds of Republicans who are willing to say, yep, Trump won the election. If this is the big issue, do you believe that President Trump actually won the election? Let me be about as clear as I know how to be, and anyone who's been listening to me, you know this is true. He didn't win the election. He lost it. He lost it by a lot, by 7 million votes. It wasn't a close election. And there are at least a third of Republicans who agree with me. Maybe not a majority. But what does that mean? What that means is, given the fact that people who are self-conscious, proud, declared Republicans are about a third of the country. About a third of the country is Democrats and about a third are independents. There are virtually no independents and no Democrats who believe that Trump won the damn election. So what you're dealing with is you're dealing with two-thirds of one-third. You're talking about a wipeout if that is the issue in the election. And frankly, if that's going to be the big issue, do you believe Ron DeSantis? Do you believe Mike Pence? Do you believe whoever decides that Tim Scott, do you believe that Donald Trump won the election in 2020? By the way, there are a whole bunch of people who say, I don't care. That's irrelevant. But there would be at least a third of Republicans who say, no, he did not win the election. So on this basis, he has a very, very tough path for actually winning the election in which more than just Republicans vote. And meanwhile, filing this new lawsuit, which is, it says in the New York Times, while lawsuits filed on behalf of Mr. Trump often bear signs of the former president's input, the Florida suit at times sounds remarkably like him, replete with boasts and expressions of raw grievance. Quote, as a private company, nobody knew very much about the great business that then businessman Donald Trump had built, but now it is being revealed by James, and much to her chagrin. The continuing witch hunt that has haunted and targeted Donald Trump since he came down the golden escalator at Trump Tower in June of 2015 continues. Okay. Gerard Greenberg, who is a partner at Gelber, Schachter, and Greenberg, a Florida law firm, says, this certainly on its face appears to be objectively frivolous. I'm aware of no authority that allows a state court in Florida to enjoin or otherwise interfere with law enforcement investigation being conducted by New York state authorities, especially if Republicans win and win big, as I am hoping that they do, as I expect that they will. The idea of plunging ahead with new lawsuits as a means of pursuing the presidency, it seems to me exactly what the American people don't want. Haven't we had enough of that kind of polarization and hyper-partisanship? Speaking of hyper-partisanship, what about Biden's claim that he's going to free Iran? And what about the idea that there are now Republicans saying no more help to Ukraine? How would Taiwan respond? We'll talk to Michael Rubin. He's just back from Taiwan. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
I was listening to about 15 minutes of this garbage that you were spewing out today, so I thought I'd call it.
The Michael MedVed Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The final jobs report before the 2022 midterm elections is released on Friday.
The employment situation numbers for October were released by the government Friday morning, giving mixed results. America's employers kept hiring in October, adding 261,000 jobs to the American workforce. Downside, the unemployment rate rose to 3.7%. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former Twitter employees are suing the company after new owner Elon Musk went on a firing spree. A report from Bloomberg News says the lawsuit filed in a San Francisco federal court claims Twitter is eliminating workers without enough notice in violation of federal and California law. Saturday night's Powerball jackpot is now the biggest ever in the game's history. It's now worth $1.6 billion. USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Rubin, who is a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, has just returned from Taiwan, which is one of the hot spots in the world right now. The Washington Post is writing that Taiwan now faces a more powerful foe in Chinese President Xi Jinping, because last month's Chinese Communist Party Congress freed Xi of the last internal checks on his power, bestowing upon him a status akin to that of an emperor. And there's more. Michael Rubin has actually lived, spent time in covering a post-revolution Iran. And there are new fears again being put forward that Iran is threatening Saudi Arabia. And threatening some serious attacks on Saudi Arabia. First of all, Michael Rubin, is there a connection between all of these various hotspots, Taiwan and Iran and even Ukraine? I know your work, and your work suggests that there is actually an important connection that American people need to recognize.
Well, if we look back over decades, Michael, you've got a situation where all these countries, all these rogue regimes have agency. And if they see the United States as distracted with one, they figure that since collectively U.S. policy tends not to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time, that this is their window of opportunity. And so when it rains, it pours. Therefore, we can certainly see a situation where the world is going to get a lot more unstable before we get security.
Right now, over the last 24 hours, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from QAnon, QAnon, right, said that if the Republicans take over Congress, she assured the world that there would be not a dollar more for Ukraine. Do you think that Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping and the Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, do you think they pay attention to things like that?
Well, I also do think that they pay attention to things like that. I don't know whether Marjorie Taylor Greene is actually going to be able to represent the broad consensus of American foreign policy. The thing to remember is that the Ukrainians are fighting and dying for interests which are far broader than Ukraine itself. The alternative to Ukraine taking on Russia would be for Russia to move into NATO-governed Europe and so forth. Vladimir Putin isn't a man to stop. This isn't simply about Ukraine. Ukraine simply drew a line in the sand, and it's doing great work with the support of not only the United States but other countries. If we have retrenchment, however, then that's going to be a big shining green light for China to move into Taiwan and for other aggressors to move, perhaps Turkey into Greece and so forth.
Now, you just were in Taiwan. Is there serious concern there about the increased solidification of power by Xi Jinping?
Oh, absolutely. That's what people were talking about. There's also, of course, some frustration with the United States because the United States for decades has had a policy of strategic ambiguity. What Taiwanese defense officials and politicians said is, hey, look, it made sense to have strategic ambiguity when China itself maintained strategic ambiguity, but now President Xi has taken ambiguity off the table. He says that he wants to unite Taiwan with China by force if need be. What a lot of people forget, of course, is that Taiwan has never really been part of China. The last time you could argue that China ruled Taiwan was in 1894, and just to put that in perspective, that's before even Spain gave up Cuba. I mean, we're talking so far back. Now, the situation is that it's not the lack of desire on China's part to invade Taiwan, which is the impediment at this point in time. It's actually the lack of capabilities. They simply don't have the landing craft right now. This is why so many people are talking about 2027 as the year where the conflict might occur, because by that point in time, they should have the capabilities. And for President Xi, a lot of people forget, well, China used to be the world's most populous country. India has actually surpassed them now. But China, because of 36 years of the one-child policy, is now going off the demographic precipice. Its population is going to shrink. With that is going to be its economy, and therefore President Xi thinks that if he's going to cement his legacy and get Taiwan, it's got to be sooner rather than later, because Chinese power is probably only going to decline.
Speaking about declining powers, you've lived in Iran. You know that country, you know that situation. Are the current demonstrations and arrests and mass trials of over 1,000 people for opposing the government, are these signs of a weakening hold on power by the Ayatollahs?
Certainly, it's a sign, Michael, of a lack of legitimacy on the government side. They can no longer claim that they have any popular support. That said, lots of zombie states continue in power, zombie regimes continue in power without any support, and what worries me about the current demonstrations is that there's no single leader. There's a great deal of diffuse anger, but ultimately, if the Iranian people are going to go to the next step, there's got to be some sort of leader who emerges, a Lech Walesa, such as emerged in Poland, for example, or Boris Yeltsin, such as emerged at the fall of the Soviet Union. We don't see that. What's going to propel these protests, however, and make it very, very hard to stamp out, is in Iran and in Shia Islam, on the 40th day of the funeral, there's another service. And so what we see now is the anger at a death, and then 40 days later, when the government thinks that they finally have things under control, everyone comes back out onto the street, someone gets killed, and then it has that cycle continue. This is actually the cycle that ultimately led to the Islamic Revolution back in 1979.
So there is a possibility, and when is that 40th day after the marks the anniversary of the death of the Kurdish young woman who was killed?
Well, that anniversary passed about 9 days ago. I think it's been 49 days, and there were mass protests up in her home village when that happened. But, you know, Mahsa Amini was not the only person who's been killed. There's been other schoolgirls who have been killed, and so what you have is a cycle, a continuous cycle, where almost every day now marks the 40th day anniversary of some outrage, and this is what's bringing people back into the streets. The Iranian government is having a very difficult time putting this down. And actually, one other thing worth mentioning is there's a town called Karaj outside Tehran. Tehran's the capital. The analogy I would make is Karaj is to Tehran what Baltimore is to Washington, or Trenton is to New York City. And over the last day or two, we've actually seen people actively take on the security forces, burn their vehicles, burn police stations. That's taking things to a new level now, with the people going on the offensive. That's something that bears watching.
Last quick question. If the Iranians did attack the Saudis, what would they attack? Would they attack military facilities, oil wells, what?
Well, in the past, they've attacked the oil facilities, but, you know, since you have military airports and civilian airports share the same runways, you could shut down commerce and go after the Saudi military, or you could go after one of these high-rise skyscrapers, do a 9/11-type attack, distract the world, go on the offensive, try to wrap people around the flag. That's the big concern right now.
Michael Rubin, appreciate your insight in a very, very dangerous world. So what is it that leaders of the Democrats in Congress are most afraid of? Tell you coming up.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on The Michael Medved Show.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Integrity, integrity, integrity.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is so much hysteria surrounding everything right now. And a lot of fears about the country's divisions, what the future of our political system is. But honest to goodness, isn't it going a little bit far when you all of a sudden say, and you're a person in a position of responsibility, I'm talking about the House Majority Whip. That is the number three ranking Democrat in the House. His name is James Clyburn. You may remember he's the congressman from South Carolina who gave his crucial endorsement to Joe Biden so he could turn his campaign around and win the South Carolina primary and then win the presidency. He is now fearing the very worst from the upcoming elections, the elections that, isn't it unbelievable? We have coming up Monday and then Tuesday, we're all voting. There are actually millions, tens of millions of Americans who voted already. But here is what the Majority Whip, James Clyburn, fears from the elections coming up. Clip three.
It's what happens in a country that follows what happened in Germany in the early 30s. And I said this in 2018, it caught a lot of hell from a lot of people for having said it, but it was true then and it's true now. This country is on track to repeat what happened in Germany when it was the greatest democracy going, elected a chancellor who then co-opted the media that this past president, calling the press the enemy of the people, that is a bunch of crap, and we know it. And that's what's going on in this country.
Okay, look, it's easy to disapprove of calling the press the enemy of the people. And by the way, there are people on the left who have done that too, and it's revolting. The press is not the enemy of the people. It's often flawed. It's often biased. But come on. When you call anybody the enemy of the people, you're making a suggestion that the enemies of the people are going to be suppressed and maybe denuded and face consequences. It's horrible. But to talk about a chancellor of Hitler and to talk about Trump as Hitler is so irresponsible. And by the way, it's completely illogical what James Clyburn was saying. Because what James Clyburn was saying here is he was saying, it, first of all, it's not true that Hitler was elected chancellor. He wasn't. His party never got a majority of the votes. It was a minority party, and it was through negotiations. And he also says that Germany was the greatest democracy in the world. It wasn't. Germany had no experience with democracy until after World War I. And then it was very limited. I mean, part of the problem here was no democratic tradition at all. And, okay, so the idea that he had warned people about the same thing in 2018? What does he mean by 2018 was the year the Democrats won? And they won big time in the House. They gained 40 seats against President Trump. And so now he's talking about we're headed in the direction of Hitler. And that kind of hysteria is not going to get Democrats out to vote. In fact, Democrats are already voting fine. But Stacey Abrams, for instance, she has been talking all about Jim Crow 2.0 and everything that they have done in Georgia and everything they've done everywhere else to suppress the black vote, allegedly, despite the fact that there were more black voters than ever before who came out in 2020 and actually helped Biden win. But here's what she said about... basically, the current participation, and then forgetting all about her stolen election mantra of her own, going back to her lost election in 2018. Listen, this is Stacey Abrams.
What is your expectation for black voter turnout in this election by Election Day? We know early voting has started. How do you see the numbers? Where do you see
the numbers?
Go ahead.
The numbers are extraordinary. We have seen black men participate at 91.8% of their 2020 general election turnout. We have seen black women participate at 90%. These are the two highest concentrations of voters. And let's be clear, they are participating despite the impediments of SB 202, despite the racially charged voter challenges authorized by SB 202. Despite the barriers to using absentee ballots, which black voters used in abundance in 2018 and 21 until the time was truncated and the process made more complicated. They are doing this despite hurdles and barriers because they know how vital this election is.
Okay. Basically, she can't have it both ways. Is there this nefarious effort to suppress black voting, or is there in fact record turnout? Well, there's in fact record turnout, which is something that Stacey Abrams is perfectly entitled to celebrate, so are the rest of us, but you can't really make that case that there is this wonderful turnout and people are so excited and they're coming out to vote, and put that together with the idea that somehow by being asking for voter identification or by not being able to hand out water bottles close to the polling place, that somehow is going to suppress participation. It's one or the other, right? And she lost by 54,000 votes when she ran last time, which is, and that's just for one state. Now, President Trump lost by less than that in Georgia, but the whole idea that she is still working on that particular subject, that particular emphasis for her campaign, does indicate why I think there is a general expectation. The polls all indicate this, that she is going to lose. One of the interesting things, and there are two pieces. There's one piece in the Wall Street Journal, and there's one piece in the New York Times, and they almost fit together. The Wall Street Journal has a piece by Andrew Klein, who is president of the Josiah Bartlett Center for Public Policy, which I'm not familiar with. But Andrew Klein writes in the Wall Street Journal about the race in New Hampshire, where General Don Bolduc, who has never held public office before, he did run for the Senate before, didn't win the Republican nomination. This year he won the Republican nomination. And everybody was saying that when he won the Republican nomination, and he won it with a lot of Democratic money, they put in literally millions of dollars, the Democrats, to support him to get the Republican nomination, with the confidence that he would surely lose because he was too extreme. Well, it turns out he surprised everybody. The Mr. Bolduc, a retired Army Brigadier General, a seasoned political observers agreed that Senator Hassan, Maggie Hassan, had an easy path to re-election. The day after Mr. Bolduc's nomination, Vox declared National Democrats the winner. On October 7th, Politico declared that New Hampshire appears increasingly out of reach for the GOP. Now the race is a statistical tie. The two most recent polls show Mr. Bolduc nosing ahead. The outsider Republican, who's never held elective office, has a real shot at beating the polished attorney whose decades-long political resume includes stints as state, Senate, President, Governor, and U.S. Senator. Team Hassan has to be wondering how it wound up in this position. Ms. Hassan's campaign and the National Democratic Party were so sure they wanted to face Mr. Bolduc that the Democrat Senate Majority PAC spent more than $3.2 million in the Republican primary to attack his leading opponent. The idea being that Bolduc is winning as an outsider. And whatever people want to say, there is still a hunger on the part of the American people to hand victories to outsiders. So how does this apply to the crucial Pennsylvania race? We will get to that with Professor Paul Kangor and more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.